What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. Erica Hansen is 25 years young and an entrepreneur. She owns two healthy nutrition shake clubs in Grand Haven and Big Rapids, Michigan, as well as works continuously on a healthy lifestyle business outside of those clubs. She's big on being healthy in the mind, body, and soul. One of her favorite parts of what she does is being able to motivate others to take steps into becoming the best versions of themselves inside and out. She's passionate about being completely real, raw, and honest about her journey and cannot wait to share with you all.
This is Erica, aka Rika. That's what I call her because that's how we know each other. And I've worked with her. I worked with you for like what? 2, 3, 4 months, something like that.
Yeah, I would think like four months or so.
Yeah, time kind of just blurs together, so we'll go with four. But she's my dance buddy, my life buddy, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, we'd be getting down.
Oh, yeah. Check every social media platform. But, yeah, I'm excited to have you on and just hear about your story and your journey and who you are as a strong woman, because that's what you are. And I guess I'll just go right into it and ask you, what do you do for a living?
So I am a business owner. I own two nutrition clubs, one in Grand Haven and one in Big Rapids, where we serve healthy shakes and teas. We have like immunity boosters, just obviously like a bunch of different healthy options to keep the body running nice and smooth. And then I also am an independent distributor as well. So I do work outside of my nutrition clubs too.
Yeah. I'm drinking a tea right now, actually. So
I'm drinking a tea right now too.
Two wins. This stuff gives me life and it keeps me going. And what made you get into what you do? Like, what's your why?
So I was definitely that person in high school. I didn't know what I wanted to do after high school. I was not interested in college. I did not learn by sitting at a desk and like having somebody like preach towards me. I was definitely more like a hands-on learner. So after high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. All of my friends were going off to college and I thought about going to college. And then I was like, I'll just get, you know, what do they call them? Like your generals,
A GED.
You know, like your general classes.
Yep.
Okay, so I was like, I'll just get that. And I made it as far as going to the counselor's office, and I didn't even schedule my classes. I ended up getting out and like just leaving the building. I was like, this is not for me. And I tried for years to try and get back into college. But something was just like, I had zero passion for it. I was just going to do it because I thought, you know, that's what you had to do to be successful. And so I just got really good at my job. I was a assistant manager at a department store. So got really, really, really good at my job there. And it's crazy because I actually ended up leaving there and jumping right into a different management position as a like a banquet manager. I was a server, bartender. I cooked there. I did, you know, everything that I possibly could learn. And I was with them for about 5 years, you know, worked my way up the ladder and just decided that's not the type of environment I wanted to be in anymore. I was working 90 hours a week on salary, so not getting paid for all the hours that I was working and all the time I was putting in. And I like to describe it as like overworked, underappreciated, and underpaid. So I was just at my ends. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was completely unhappy. And one day I walked into West Michigan Nutrition to help my mom one Saturday after months of her asking me to come in and help her. And I just kept saying, no. And decided to go in there, give it a chance. I was there for about an hour and decided this is exactly what I've been supposed to be doing my entire life. Like, everything that I have done has led to this moment. So I joined the company and then turned around a couple weeks later and quit my job. I think I was in the company for about 2 weeks. And then I quit my job that I was at for 5 years, just on a limb, talked to my mom. I was like, listen, this is what I have to do. If I fail, I fail, but this is what I know I'm supposed to be doing. She was fully on board with me. So when I decided to do that, that is when like everything kind of shifted. I think that all of my jobs leading up to this one has prepped me for this, because I mean, being your own boss is fantastic, but I'm also super thankful for the times that I wasn't my own boss, because I got to learn from them and watch how they handle situations that I get to handle now. So why I do it, though, is just there's so many reasons, but a lot of it is to, you know, we know that this job that we're in, right, this company that we're in, gives you the opportunity to live a life that you never thought was going to be possible. You know, and a lot of it has to do with financial freedom. So for me, you know, a lot of people think when you say, oh, money is important, that that's like you're money hungry or it's very selfish or, you know, you're just not a good person when it's all like money, money, money. But for me, I grew up watching my mom struggle. I grew up watching my grandma struggle. I grew up watching family and friends struggle. I grew up watching my sister raise 3 kids and struggle. So it was like everything, whether we like it or not, is financial. And so a huge why for me is the financial aspect of it. Yes, I love what I do. I love the time freedom because, again, going back to my like previous jobs, I worked 90 hours a week and I didn't see my family. I didn't spend holidays with my family. I, you know, would go in at 8 o'clock in the morning and I wouldn't get off until, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, 6 days a week on, you know, my body was run down. So like, yes, the time freedom is fantastic. I can take this business anywhere. I can go, you know, last year I took a vacation to Florida and I was laying on a beach and I was working my business from my phone on a beach in Florida. I didn't have to be at a desk. I didn't have to be tied to a job. I didn't have to clock in and clock out to get paid, you know, but it mainly is the financial aspect of it that really gets me, because I know what I can do with that. And it's not anything like, yes, you know, you want a nice house and a nice car, but it's not anything like that. It's, you know, my nieces and nephews making sure they have college funds if they want to go to college, or business startup funds if they want to, you know, do that. If, you know, my sister's car breaks down, I can definitely help her with that. If, you know, something happens with my grandma, we can help with that. Like, all of these things that money does, whether we like it or not, give us access to. The financial freedom is one of the main reasons why I do what I do, mm-hmm. and why I work my ass off so hard, my butt off, sorry, so much to to make sure that that's going to be possible one day.
Yeah. I think that's interesting too, because there's a lot of people who have a negative connotation when the money talk comes up. And, you know, I'm an avid podcast listener, like reading books, getting into reading books, try to. But it really stems from the root of how you saw money when you were younger. So if you had watched your parents struggle or just didn't have access to a lot of money, a lot of times we view it as a negative thing. We think that money, you know, is a struggle. And like, I just wish it's 2020, people. Like, we can actually talk about money and it's fine.
Yes. Now,
there's a difference between talking about money and, you know, going about and being like, I have so much money and blah, 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 and like flaunting it. And Trenty boy, Trent Shelton, because you and I are avid listeners, he always says, what you have isn't and isn't a representation of how much money you have. It's of how much money you spent. And I think it's true, because people who go out and flaunt their money and buy these things to keep up with these lavish lifestyles, it's not being wise with your money. Now, you can go on vacations and you can have nice things if you work for that money. But a lot of times when people are seeking money, it's because they've watched someone struggle and have a desire to then do something for themselves where they don't have to, and then give back to the people they've watched struggle. So, total rabbit trail side note, but like, money conversations are good and they are okay. Yes. And if you cannot have a money conversation and you are in business, then I would probably check the root of your childhood. Yes. Or your desires or where you come from, because it's probably coming from an insecurity or an immaturity with it. But yeah. I'm like, yo, I want to know how much you make. Like, because I want to know how to get there and what the potential is.
Right. You know? And that's exactly it. Like, you want to make sure that you don't come off in like, you know, like a bougie way, like, you know, showing all these, because you do have people who go broke for the labels.
Yep.
Right. And that's when like the money talk gets very like uncomfortable for people. But yep. Me, I want to be the, you know, richest person in the room, but I look like the most normal person that yep. you could imagine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not rich as in selfish. That's the thing that I keep saying. When people ask me, well, why do you work so hard for money? Why is money so important? I don't want it for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want the money for me. I want the money for my family. I want the money to be able to, you know, give back and do things. I mean, like with everything going on now.
Yeah.
You know, money gives you access to so much. And I think, like you said, if you can't have that talk, then you kind of have to dig a little bit deeper and figure it out. But when you do watch, you know, your family struggle, or your, you know, to provide, to put food on the table, if you, you know, little things. I remember when my senior year, I think it was, I wasn't going to do powder puff football because I think the shirt was like $30 or something, and I didn't want to have to ask my mom for that. And we were always well taken care of. Whatever we wanted, we got. You know, it's not like we were poverty level, but at the same time, you know, we had to be cautious with what we spent,
right?
You know, as a family unit. So I didn't want to ask for that.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom, she found out I wasn't doing powder puff. She called the school and she paid for it over the phone. But like, just little things like that, when you're growing up and you have to be so like financially aware of yeah. what's going on, it does bring you up a little bit differently with, no, money isn't, you know, it's not what gives you love. It's not what gives you purpose, but it is important at the end of the day, because you know what it's like without it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to live that life, and I don't want my family to struggle that life either, because it does suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
money's not everything, but it definitely helps. We live in a money centered
yes.
world.
Yes.
So, well, moving on to, you know, more from the money talk into like healthy lifestyle, because with the business that we are in, it is a big part of creating and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, both mentally as well physically. What does a healthy lifestyle mean to you? And just roll it all into one, like, what has your journey looked like when it comes to creating a healthy lifestyle?
So for me, when it comes to like the journey of creating the healthy lifestyle, growing up, I was always an athlete. I was always in sports. Gymnastics was a huge one for me. And then when I got into middle school, I switched from gymnastics into sideline and competitive cheer. And I went to a school where, you know, it wasn't like the frou-frou rah-rah cheerleading. It was taken very seriously. It was a sport. And so you had to be in top-notch, like, shape and condition. And so that stemmed when I first got into middle school. I was a flyer. I was very small built, very lightweight. And that's where I would say it all kind of started to stem from when it comes to, like, a healthy lifestyle. I was very unhealthy with it. All through middle school and into high school, I remember thinking my mindset was, I have to be thin. I have to be thin, 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 and lightweight, and lightweight, and lightweight. And I can't weigh more than this. And I have to be light, and I have to be light, and I have to be light. Like, I just kept telling myself that, to where I wouldn't eat for days at a time. If I did eat, I was like on a peanut butter and ice chip diet. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday. And then when I would eat, because I wouldn't eat if anything, you know, very little days in a row, that on the fourth day of not eating, I would binge eat everything in sight, everything in sight. And it took a huge toll, you know, on me mentally and everything. And growing up with, you know, my body shape is more curvier, you know, smaller waist. I have bigger thighs, you know, hips and bottom. And my body was always, always commented on, you know, with the shape of it and, you know, how young I was and all of this stuff, to where I was always very aware of my body shape, the condition it was in, how toned it was or wasn't. And so mentally over the years, it just got down and down and down and down and down on me. And then when I graduated high school, like a lot of us do, we're not walking around every day. We're not walking this whole entire huge school, this huge campus to our classes. We're not in sports. We're eating whatever we want. So when I graduated, like a lot of us do, I did gain weight. And, you know, I got into a relationship, and a lot of us, again, when we get into our relationships, if you're not on the same page with that person, you know, you do get comfortable and you start to gain. And that's exactly what happened. And I found myself, you know, completely miserable. I wasn't happy with my mindset. I wasn't happy with who I was. And it's crazy to think about the space that I was back then, compared to like my healthy lifestyle now, especially mentally, because before you get into personal development, you think you're fine.
True.
Like you think you're fine. Yeah. You think that you have it all figured out. You think that you're a realist. That's what I used to say. I'm not negative. I'm a realist.
Yep.
Everybody who's like positive and happy all the time, you guys, you're crazy. Like you're not real. You're not, you know, thinking clearly.
Yep.
And so fast forward, got out of that relationship about like a year and a half ago. And ever since then is when everything just skyrocketed. Got super back into my fitness. You know, was working out a ridiculous amount. And that's when the personal development started to come around, when I joined this company. January of 2019 is when my personal development started to like really pick up. I didn't know what it was before. Tried it out, fell in love, started changing my mindset. You know, still working on it to where my physical results and body has everything to do with my mental health. And I'm still working on that. But for instance, I'm used to going to the gym anywhere from like 5 to 6 days a week. And with everything going on right now, I am not a home like workout person. I'm trying to be, but I'm not. So I definitely felt a slip. Luckily, I'm coming out of it, but it was like the past 2 weeks, I was definitely in a, you know, more vulnerable place. And especially when people, you know, comment on my body, or they'll be like, oh, it looks like, you know, you're getting bigger, but they may not mean it in a negative way. They might like, oh, it looks like your hips are getting bigger. You know, things are getting bigger. You're getting more toned, you're getting more muscle. But to me, ways that I have to flip that in my mind is, once I'm convinced of something, like I had somebody make a comment to me about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. And they were like, yeah, I can tell, you know, you do what you do. Your body looks great, but, you know, it could be a lot better. Could be a lot better.
What?
Yeah. And I like sat back and like that, oh my gosh, it got into my brain so much.
Oh yeah.
When this person said that like I was telling myself every day, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, you're out of shape, you're overweight, you're ugly, you're fat, you're flubby, you're chunky, all of these things. And again, physical health and mental health, we're all a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that really weighed on me after telling myself that every day, multiple times a day. I'd go to do my workout and I wouldn't want to do it because now I feel bad about myself. And now all I want to do is curl up and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to look at my body. I don't want to put clothes on. I don't want to take pictures. We know how I love my boomerangs and my selfies.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take any of them. You know, I like the side shot. Didn't want to take any side shots. I was like, no, I don't want to put myself on camera.
Yep.
You know, so like the healthy lifestyle thing, I think it's such a weighted question question, because what it looks like to me, ultimately, what a healthy lifestyle looks like to me is, I think, being, when it comes to mental health, mm-hmm. being completely and utterly in love with yourself and your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul, filling your mind, your body, you know, with good nutrients. And a lot of people are like, how do you fill your mind with good nutrients? But like, yes, through your food, but if you look at it all as good nutrients, so my personal development, that's a great nutrient for my brain. It's a great nutrient for my soul. Turn around and you journal. If I have something to say, you know, that's really weighing on me, I love to, you know, journal it out and just get it out of my brain. Even if I just sit in my car and I'll turn the music off and I will just vent it out. Mm-hmm. Even doing that, sometimes I'll record myself. I think that having a healthy mentality is number one. Mm-hmm. I would rather have a healthy mental state over anything else. And I mean, as far as, you know, physical healthy lifestyle right now for me is, you know, working out, you know, again, the goal is always 4 to 6 times a week. And just making sure that I'm feeling okay. I'm not one of those people who just, I don't think it's healthy to constantly like focus on the numbers mm-hmm. or focus on the body fat or the scale, like whatever it has to do with the numbers, the inches, any of that. I don't think that's ridiculously healthy, like mm-hmm. at all. I think what's healthy is how I feel.
Yep.
So how I feel in my clothes, how I feel in my own skin, how I feel when I point some, you know, somewhere, if anything, you know, moves or whatever it is, making sure that I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So as far as, you know, like what it was like compared to what it is like now, it used to be very dark. I used to tell myself horrible, horrible things. And sometimes I still do, but not in the extent as I used to and not as often and not as mean. But I used to tell myself just the worst things, mind, body, soul, you know, about myself, anything that I could find an imperfection anywhere on my body.
Yep.
To where now it's very light and airy and very happy and just full of everything that I could possibly find that's positive. I try and put that into my body. Some days you don't want to, and that's totally okay because we're not perfect. Like there's days where I just don't want anything to do with the world and I'm going to just be grumpy and complain about everything I possibly can today. And then I wake up the next day and I'm fine.
Yep. And that's real. So two things that I really, you know, for people who are listening that I want to touch on that I think kind of gets overlooked a lot. And this whole podcast is about being real. And mm-hmm. One, relationships. Okay. Oh. So when you throw another person into the mix, like you as yourself has to remain an individual because
yes.
Your workouts, your eating, your mental space cannot be dependent on another person. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not stereotyping, but I think it's more realistic. I think women naturally have this act to adhere to, you know, oh, like my boyfriend or my husband, he doesn't want to work out, but I really want to, but I'll just put my gym time aside so I can spend time with him. And, you know, I'm not speaking for everybody, but I know that this was a case for me where I'd be like, well, like, Noah doesn't want to work out today. And, you know, he's here right now. So I didn't get a workout in today, but really, like, what does it matter? I'll just spend time. When really you have to take ownership of your own journey and say, no, you said you're going to set out to work out today. That can't be dependent on another person. It has to be dependent on you. You need to go do that. Or, oh, like my boyfriend, my husband eats out 4 days a week. That doesn't mean that you have to. That doesn't mean that you have to get Chinese 4 times a week. That means that, hey, if you want it every once in a while, great. But if you want to achieve some goals that you have, then stick to your plan. Like, you are one in a sense, but like your journey is your journey. And like a lot of people get caught up and lose themselves in their health journey and end up feeling like crap because they make it dependent on what their partner is doing. Right. And so one, I think that's important. And I'm glad that you touched on that because you will never achieve your goals if you are always like dependent mm-hmm. on someone else and like what they're doing. Because half the time your goals are different than their goals, and that's fine. Like, you are not them and they are not you for a reason. So mm-hmm. you can be one together in a relationship, but still have that independence about you that says, this is what I set out to do. These are the standards I have, and this is where I'm going. And at the end of the day, also, like, if they're not supporting you in that, or it's like polar opposites and it is taking a toll on you, that's another point where it gets unhealthy. And you have to evaluate that. You have to evaluate that and see.
Yes. That's a huge thing, is the healthy relationship versus the unhealthy. Now, I was clearly in an unhealthy relationship when I started, you know, my fitness journey again, after, you know, being in the relationship for some time and gaining the weight and being unhappy and, okay, cool, I'm going to start this fitness journey again. You know, then that made, you know, him insecure. Mm-hmm. And that's all about, you know, being in a healthy relationship. And like you said, if it comes down to that, you know, you having to push your goals, you know, whether they're physical goals, mental goals, what is soulful, whatever it is, going on a walk, going working out, whatever, personal development, like we love to do. Mm-hmm. And if you have to put your goals aside because it will make that person feel better, then like you said, you need to reevaluate what you're in. Because a lot of the healthy lifestyle, and a lot of people think like, okay, healthy lifestyle, it's working out and what I eat, and maybe a little bit about what I put in my, you know, mind. But a part of the healthy lifestyle are the relationships that are around you. Yep. And that was a huge difference as well, as I used to be a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. I wanted to please everybody. Erica had no backbone, girl. I might as well just, I was like a little gummy worm. Might as well slide right off the table. I had no backbone. I was tough. I was never not tough. Uh-huh. But I had no backbone. I wanted to please everybody. I would stretch myself so thin just to please everyone else.
Yep.
And then I got to sit back and reevaluate the relationships that I had in my life, which is also leading into that healthier lifestyle. And you have to really sit back and think, do I do more for this person than this person does for me? How do I feel when I see their name pop up on my phone? Mm-hmm. How do I feel when I'm around them? You know, all of these, do they make me feel guilty? There are people that I, you know, respectfully, you know, cut off from because of after I evaluated those relationships. You know, I still love them from a distance, love them for where they're at. There's no hate. There's no animosity. There's none of that. But my lifestyle is so much healthier mentally now, after cutting those certain relationships off. And that's a huge thing, because, you know, people think, well, you're just stuck with the people that are in your life right now and your life's not going to change. But when you choose to unselfishly put yourself first, because that's a big thing. People think putting yourself first is selfish, and it's so not. Because at the end of the day, you are your own best friend and you have to live with you for the rest of your life. So you have to be happy with what's going on in here.
Yeah.
You know, and doing that, evaluating everything, making it where, okay, this path does not make me happy. So why do I keep allowing it to be open? Mm-hmm. This path makes me happy. So I'm going to keep that path. This path gets on my nerves sometimes, but I think I can live with it. So I'm going to keep that one for a little bit longer. But closing off those doors that need to be closed off, all around, leads into a healthier lifestyle. Because I don't know where I would be if I didn't cut off certain people that I did back then, again, respectfully, but did back then, based off of, you know, the core relationship that we had.
Yep. I think that's so important. And it's, what does Trenti always say? Protect your peace.
Oh, yes. I am a huge protect your peace person. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And it really just, you know, I'm not saying, like, go cut out all of your friends and start anew, but really just evaluate, because you have to have relationships that are going to challenge you in a good way and push you forward and support you in what you're trying to achieve. And it's like, if you're, you know, if you're carrying around a 5-pound bag of rocks, right, consistently, at first it's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, 5 pounds of rocks. you carry that around for 30 days and it's going to start to weigh you down. Like, it's going to start to pull on you. It's going to start to slow you down. And that's kind of what an unhealthy relationship looks like. In the beginning, you can combat it a little bit and you're like, oh, it's no problem, no problem. And then after a while, it just starts to really slow you down or completely make you stop. And I just think that the healthy relationship side is so, so important. And I mean, you're a testimony of it, because look at you when you're in that and look at you when you're out of that, you know? So.
Oh, thank you. Everything above for ending that dang relationship. I swear on, ooh, Lord.
and you're better for it. And it's just really being real with yourself and where you want to go. And is this supporting you or is this, you know, weighing you down? And it's just, it's so important. And I don't even remember the second thing that I was going to bring up, because that one just gets me fired up, because I see too many people suffer from that, mm-hmm. and people are not real.
And I think
themselves.
People mainly suffer because it's the fear of the unknown. Well, I've been with this person for so long, or, you know, I've had a friendship with this person for so long. What's my life going to look like without them?
Yep. Or loneliness.
Well, probably a lot better.
Yeah.
Or if the fear. If they make you feel bad about yourself, probably a lot better.
Yes. I always say, like, if you're, you know, friends or your significant other is not your, like, hype man or hype woman, like, you're doing something mm-hmm. wrong, because there is a difference. Like, okay, first off, you need to be your own best hype woman or hype man. I'm a firm believer in that, because, like you said, you are the one that lives with yourself and you are the one that knows your thoughts. And that is important. Like, get right with yourself. But if you don't have people around you that are hyping you up either, like, that's not healthy. If they're tearing you down, that's not healthy. So I think that aspect is really, really important. So I'm glad that you touched on that. And then going into, okay, so we covered healthy lifestyle, kind of what that means to you. What would you say is one of your biggest struggles when it comes to a healthy lifestyle, your day-to-day healthy lifestyle?
Biggest trouble with my day-to-day healthy lifestyle, I would say is, it's definitely my mentality and accepting, like, my body for where it's at. Like I said, I made a post, about, you know, body dysmorphia and everything like that. And, I would just say to stop when I look in the mirror, instead of, you know, naturally I go to pointing out the negatives, mm-hmm. pointing out what I don't like. And the biggest struggle is definitely retraining the brain to be like, no, you know, it's okay if this doesn't look like what you want it to yet, but it's okay. It's not as bad as you think it is. Like, there's this thing in the brain with, you know, body dysmorphia where it's like a funhouse mirror, literally, like, you're standing in front of the mirror and all of a sudden it's like your belly starts growing or whatever part, you know. For me, my stomach is a huge, huge trigger point for me.
Yep.
So it's like my stomach starts expanding. And then the next thing I know, in my mind, I'm 4 times the size that I really am.
Yes. Yep.
But I'm looking in the mirror and that's what I'm seeing.
Yep.
So I would say that that's my biggest day-to-day struggle, is just retraining my brain to, you know, be like, okay, you're fine. You're fine. This isn't really what your body looks like.
Yep.
You're just having an off day, or we're just bloated, or, you know, you ate too much last night, or whatever it is.
Yep.
But also with not feeling guilty when I'm eating, because I used to do that very, very bad, feel guilty when I would put food in my mouth.
Yep.
And so I would stop eating, which isn't good for our bodies, because when we stop eating, you know, our body still needs that fuel. And what does it fuel on? It fuels on our muscle, and it turns our muscle back into fat, and it doesn't help our results whatsoever.
Yeah.
So those would be my biggest 2 day-to-day struggles.
Yep. And I think that's relatable for a lot of people. And listen, mm-hmm. it's, you're going to have some days where you look in the mirror and you're like, what is good, slim, thick? Like, you're going to be like, you look good. And then you're gonna have some days where you're like, oh my gosh, like, what happened in the last 3 days? And a lot of it is coming from, you know, that whole distorted view of ourselves, and we're our own worst critics, and blah 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 blah. And you know what, like, having a bad day is okay, like, but it's a matter of having more good days than bad days. And that's when you start to have those wins and retraining your brain and all of this stuff, because it used to be for me too, personally, it'd be every day is a bad day. Every day I look in the mirror and I'm like, that's not good, that's not good, that's not good. And now it's like here and there, you know? It's
and knowing
like
that you can get through the bad days.
Yeah, and it's not me. When I do have those bad days, I've began to mentally train myself where it's not like I don't eat all day because I have a bad day. It's like, nope, I stay on my routine. I eat clean. I feel great. And then you know what? I know that bad day of my perception or whatever is going to end, and it's not going to be the end of the world, you know?
Right.
So it's okay to have bad days. Like, everybody is human and nobody is perfect. And I think people think like, oh, well, like I'm healthy when I'm having a good day every single day. No, false.
Lies. Right, exactly. 110% false.
Lies. So, as we kind of like come to a close, one more like health question. If you say someone comes to you and they're like, Erica, like I'm trying to start my own healthy lifestyle, what tips or advice would you give to them? Whether it's like just starting or maintaining, like what would that look like?
I first think, first and foremost, that healthy lifestyle starts with your mental. Like I said, mental over everything. So I think that I normally suggest, right off the bat, listening to, I always, with Trenty Boy, I always.
Trent Shelton!
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't listen to anybody else. I'm
nope.
Sorry. I just don't. I try and I just can't.
Nope.
But I always suggest personal development. Trent Shelton, first and foremost, to lead you to a healthy lifestyle, got me through so much stuff in the past year and a half of like really religiously listening to him.
Yeah.
But also then I, you know, take a look into their eating habits. Okay. So a lot of people think, oh, to eat healthier, like one, it's super expensive, and it's really not. You just have to find the right things.
Yeah.
And two, I have to give up all my favorites. But you don't. We can find healthier versions of your favorites.
Yeah.
So just letting them know that, like, this isn't, you're going to go from eating pizza and tacos and, you know, fast food all the time to strictly organic kale chips. Like, there's healthier versions of the food that you love, and I'm going to help you figure out how to make those healthier versions.
Yes. Like,
and so
tonight I'm having tacos. Like, I've shredded chicken, sweet potatoes, some avocado, and then the shells, instead of doing like a flour processed tortilla, I have these spinach like herb tortillas. They're phenomenal. A little bit of cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like you don't have to give that up. Sorry.
No.
It was just
relevant.
It was just relevant.
I can't give cheese up.
Oh.
I can't give cheese up.
Mm-mm.
You know? But like a lot of people think that. They're like, well, it's going to be very bland and very this. And when I describe, okay, like tacos, okay? Describe that exact recipe that you just said. They're like, I can eat all that? Yes.
Yes.
It's great for you to eat those
things.
I'm just going to tell you, please don't go to Taco Bell and order the beefy 5-layer burrito and eat 7 of them.
Yes.
Just don't do that.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. You know, so, you know, really encouraging making things at home, because everything starts in the kitchen, you know, when it comes to your food, being able to make it yourself. One, you know what's going in it. You know that the ingredients are probably healthier, and two, saves you on so much time and money, honestly, by making stuff at home. So helping them with that, I've even gone to the grocery store with you know, clients and everything before, in order to make them feel a little bit more comfortable with what they are doing and a little bit more confident in the process. And then finding out what their workout routine is like. So if they are at a zero workout level, and maybe, you know, there's so many different types of people, but sometimes I'm like, okay, you're at a zero workout level. I want you to just start with 20 minutes of a walk a day. You know, for the first week, that's all I want you to do. Because I think giving small steps is so much better than throwing a ton at a person at one time.
Yeah.
I'm someone who I'm like, give it all to me and I'm going to sort it out.
Yeah.
But not everybody's like that. So I definitely start with their mentality. figure out their eating habits and then what their physical goals are, what their physical activity currently is, and then helping them meet somewhere in the middle and taking those small steps.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. You have to evaluate it from everywhere and then take it from there, because like you said, to each their own, everybody's different. So, but
figuring out what kind of coach they want is huge.
Right.
You know, you want a coach that's going to be in your face and on, you know, your tail saying, did you work out today?
Yep.
Did you go do those crunches? Why not? Go and do them. Send me a video. You want a coach like that? Or do you want somebody who's going to be, you know, a little bit more understanding of like, this is what I want, but I'm going to take as long of a journey as I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be a little softer. Okay, it's okay. You didn't work out today. That's totally fine. So what I want you to do instead, you love personal development. I want you to turn around instead of your workout today and do a 15-minute, you know, video on, you know, healthy mindset or something.
Yep.
That way they're still working on it and you're learning how to coach them.
Yep.
You know, what best fits them in their lifestyle.
Yep. I like that a lot. And the point being too, like, just start. Like, it's not, I do not like when people think that a healthy lifestyle for some reason isn't enjoyable or fun. It's like, actually, you will thank yourself when you are feeling great, when you are able to move how you want to, when you are able to show up in relationships and in your own life how you want to, because you've been mentally and physically working on yourself and you have been fueling yourself with the right things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why is that not fun? Because I don't know about you, but I would rather feel that way.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and I think people mistake, like, healthy lifestyle with, like, 8-pack ripped abs and, you know, muscles and everything. And it's like, that's totally not true. I know, you know, plenty of people who don't have ripped muscles, including myself, but who don't have ripped muscles and, you know, 6-packs and all of this stuff, and they're still living a healthy lifestyle.
Yes, yes.
You know, we're not all meant to be size 2s.
Yep.
And that's totally fine, but we're still healthy.
Yep.
At whatever size we are. There's so many different levels of health, and I think it's going to take a while. I think we're starting to break the trend, but I think it's going to take a while to break, you know, society's standard of what a healthy lifestyle really is. Because a lot of people think, like, again, it's ripped muscles and you're eating kale chips. That's your healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's totally, it's so beyond that.
Yep. I wholeheartedly agree. Go ahead and preach.
Preach it, babe.
It gets me fired up. But, I mean, can't disagree, because I used to be that person who had that mindset. So it takes time, and to each their own. They'll eventually hopefully get it. But so as we wrap up, I always like to ask some fun questions, just because why not? So first one would be, what's your favorite dessert and meal?
Ooh, my favorite dessert. So I'm not a huge, like, sweets person, but every now and then, like, a lava cake or, like, a chocolate chip cookie skillet from somewhere. But, like, I'm not a huge, just in general, not a huge dessert person, but, like, that, those would be my go-tos at, like, a restaurant.
Yep.
And then my favorite meal, oh, gosh, you know I love my shakes. You know, like,
I mean, yes, yes.
Love my shakes.
Yes.
But I would say my go-to meal is just, like, a grilled chicken breast with some white rice.
Oh, you can't go wrong, like, that's, with that. So simple, but it's so good.
It's so simple, but it's so delicious every single time.
Yep. It doesn't get old. I know. I eat it chicken so much. It's just like chicken's such a good go-to. Can't complain.
It really is.
All right. Where's your dream destination to travel to?
Ooh, Greece.
I
think it's so beautiful. I love architecture.
Yes. Pictures from Greece are gorgeous. Like,
yes.
Every single picture is just like, whoa.
Well, I would love to go. I mean, there's so many places that I would love to travel, but Greece is definitely probably, like, my number one spot to go to.
Well, when you go, pick me. I will
go. Sounds good. Fit you in my suitcase.
Yes, yes. I just got to work on my stretching a little bit more.
My extra long suitcase.
Yeah, my legs might be peeping out a little bit. Those suckers can't stay bent that long. Like, I sit in normal economic class. Yeah. I sit in the normal economy class, and I'm like, my knees are touching the back of the seat. I'm like, come on, people. But, I'm trying to think of the next one I want to ask you. I try to like switch it up with people depending on who they are. What's your favorite? I don't know. I've never asked you this, but what's your favorite season?
Oh, girl, you know, I'm a sucker for fall.
Yes.
I'm not. Now, I don't know if you got to edit this part or not. I am not a basic white girl. But I'm a basic white girl during fall time, let me tell you. Pumpkin spice, yes. Sweaters, yes. Give me a scarf. Give me a knit hat. Give me some leaves. Give me some pumpkins.
She said
make
leaves.
You a jack-o'-lantern. Oh, girl, I am, ooh, I'll kill it over some fall. I like me some fall time. I love summer because I like the warmth and the sunshine. I'm a sucker for sunshine. But baby girl, I'll do some things during the fall. I love the cornfields.
Oh yes.
The little petting zoo.
Yep.
Yep, girl.
This is not a Michigan conversation, because
Michigan for some fall time.
Michigan falls really are the best. Like, they really are the best. They're beautiful, the perfect temperatures, some bonfires. You got jeans and a sweatshirt. It's the perfect go-to outfit. Like, you can't go wrong. And yes, pumpkin spice and everything nice. I love me a PSL.
Pumpkin spice.
I always say PTL for the PSL. Praise the Lord for the pumpkin spice latte.
Yes. I love Halloween too.
Yeah.
I love black. Black is my favorite color. So like spooky time. Like I love Halloween.
Yeah, you always say
I don't
that.
Like necessarily like the scary part of it, like, if you are a clown, and you try and come at me, that's not going to happen. But I like the theory of it.
I don't like the actual thing, just the theory. Yeah, I always love it because you always go, spooky season.
Spooky season. Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. Well, I'm so glad that you came on, and I'm so excited for people to listen to this, and I know that someone is going to benefit from this. So thanks for hopping on. Thanks for being real. Thanks for being empowering. I really appreciate it, and I miss you bunches.
I miss you, boo-boo, anytime.
Can't wait to come home and visit. Come get a shake and tea.
Oh, I know, girl. Let me tell you.
And bust
We're
going
to shake a lot.
Yep. Bust some moves. All right, girl. Well, I'll catch you later. And to everybody who is listening, remember that real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W, underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.